So what we call every month Kiddush HaChodesh, some suggest that that name comes from Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush Levana comes from Kiddush HaChodesh. We are not actually sanctifying the moon. So it's a little bit bizarre that we call this bracha Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Levana. But some suggest it's based on the old time Kiddush HaChodesh. Be that as it may, so every month the Eidim would come to Beis Din and the Dayanim would cross-examine them. If their Eidus is sound, then they would announce Makudosh HaChodesh. The month is now sanctified. That too is not mentioned in the Mishnah. So we have two very basic processes that sometimes occur in the Beis Din, and we are not told in the Mishnah anything about them, how many Dayanim are required. Neither are we told how many need for the lechashev, for the calculations, like we've mentioned before, you can't be 2 or 3 days out. Nor are we told how many Dayanim you need to announce the new moon. The only thing we're told is about la'aber, how many Dayanim are required in order to be ma'aber the chodesh. Says Rashi, one more Rashi, Elo, Ibur HaChodesh. Mashma, Shetzorich Shloisha Loimar Mu'ubar HaChodesh. So the Mashmaos is that 3 Dayanim are required to what? To announce that the month is Mu'ubar.
What are the calculations that make a person make the Beis Din decide, oh, let's make this month Ma'uber? Like, what's their thinking?
So like we said before, ultimately it's going to be based on the length of the year. We can't be too much out of whack with the Yomim Tovim and other Cheshbonos.
No, but how do they, when they look at a particular month, right? Let's say it's Cheshvan, whatever it is. And how do they decide, you know what, this month we're going to make it, what's their...
Yeah, I don't know what their basis is. But I'm not aware of them. Either way, says Rashi in conclusion, Amira Zu Lama. Why do I ever need this announcement in the first place? Why do I need the Beis Din to announce that this is the 30-day month? Like we said before, a month can only ever be either 29 or 30 days. It cannot be more. So if Eidim show up on the 29th day, so then it'll be a 29-day month. And if they don't, well, then obviously it has to be a 30-day month. So what on earth do we need Beis Din to announce it for? If by day 30 the Eidim haven't come, then automatically it's a 30-day month. What is this proclamation? Look at the Gemara. Again. Ibur chishuv loy katani, kiddush loy katani. The Mishnah does not discuss the calculation. The Mishnah does not discuss the sanctification. Elo Ibur, says the Gemara, I don't understand. Lo Ilikdasha, if it has not become Kodosh, because the Eidim have not yet turned up, Umemela La'aber, and it automatically therefore becomes an Ibur Chodesh. So if you would have told me in the Mishnah how many Dayanim are needed for the calculation, or how many Eidim are needed, how many Dayanim are needed to sanctify the moon, I understand. But the one thing I would have thought that you don't need Dayanim for is to announce it's a Chodesh Mu'ubar. I mean, after all, it's automatic if they haven't turned up by 30. Says Rashi, Loi likdashe b'yom shleishim, u'memeila, and automatically, ki mekadshin on leila mochar me'abar ha-Chodesh Shavar. Obviously, the next day, come the next day, so obviously the previous month has just turned out to be a 30-day month. The Yom Shloishim, because this 30th day, Basrei Shodislei, would follow the previous month. So I've got to day 29, and it turns out that what? Rosh Chodesh hasn't arrived. I come to day 30. Where am I going to put day 30? And am I going to make this the last day of the previous month or the first day of the next month? Halacha is it the last day of the previous month? So obviously the month has become automatically 30 days. So who needs Dayanim for that?
For that matter, you don't even need Eidim past 29, because if
Right,
the Eidim...
exactly, says the Gemara. You're right. It seems to be a mistake in the Mishnah. Omar Abaya. So Abaya says, you're quite right. We have to amend this. Toni Kiddush HaChodesh. You're right. Mistake. It's not referring to... It's not referring to the fact that we have to calculate or declare that it's a 30-day month. It is the standard monthly announcement that it is Rosh Chodesh. As Rashi, Toni Kiddush, Val Kol Chodshei Hashana Koi. It's referring even to a normal standard month, not necessarily only to an Ibur Chodesh, that Bez Din have to declare it is hereby Rosh Chodesh, and that announcement requires three Dayanim.
Why do the Eidim have to show up if it's a Nibur Chodesh? Because if they don't show up on 29, automatically
right.
have to...
Yeah, essentially you're right. Essentially you're right. Once they don't come on 29, there's not much point in them coming. Says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Ochi, so too we have learned this also in a Braisa. Kiddush HaChodesh Ve'ibur Hashana B'Shloisha Divrei Reb Meir. Wonderful. So I see it absolutely black and clear, black and white on the Braisa, that when it quotes Rameh's opinion, what does it say? Kiddush Achoidesh, the Ibur Hashana require 3 months. So that confirms, therefore, what Abaya said, that we're in fact not discussing Ibur Achoidesh, but rather we are discussing Kiddush Achoidesh. And that sanctification of the new moon requires 3 Dayanim. Now, this is a little bit of a difficult suggestion, because at the end of the day, what does it say in our Mishnah? Ibur, it doesn't say Kiddush. Omar Rava, so Rava made that very claim. The ha Ibur, quote unquote, Ktani. Very strange to say that the Mishnah means Kiddush, but in fact it says Ibur. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains the Gemara's question. It's a very important Rashi. Says Rashi, V'ho ibur ketani, derech tana. It is the way on occasion of the tana, toya begirsa. Sometimes there can be a mistake in the text. What does that mean, a mistake in the text? Lechaser teva, maybe a word is missing from a phrase, alidei shikha. Aval ein nichlaf letana, but what will never be interchanged is bein girsas kiddush le girsas ibur. So what was bothering Rashi over here? What was bothering Rashi is, we're all used, Baruch Hashem, we've been learning Gemara for many years now, and we've all seen hundreds of examples of where the Gemara is more than happy to suggest we have to amend, we have to add, we have to change, and there's something missing in the Mishnah. So we know that the Mishnayos on occasion are not 100% recorded accurately, and we need the Amoraim to amend them for us. So if that's the case, why is the Gemara so surprised? Why is the Gemara asking this question? Oh, how can you dare suggest that it means Kiddush, but it says Ibur? Okay, so we'll amend it to mean Kiddush. Won't be the first place in Shas. Says Rashi, no, it will be the first place. Because there's one thing, if you have a lengthy phrase and there's a word or a letter missing, that can happen. But you can't say one thing and then mean something else completely. That the Tanna would never do. The Tanna wouldn't say apples and it turns out he means oranges. He might say apples and mean oranges as well, so we've got to add in the word oranges. Fine. But if he says one thing, he can't mean something else. So in the Mishnah, it's not just it's missing a word, it says something completely different. The Mishnah says, Ibur Chodesh. How on earth can you suggest? Well, he doesn't mean that. Cut and paste. And he actually means something else completely. He means Kiddush HaChodesh. Says Rashi, that's the Gemara's question. That's why Rava is not happy with it. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here because it's a rather complicated cheshbon, but Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach.
Is Rashi trying to say that therefore there must be some reason for that they use the word Ibur? It's not
right,
just...
exactly. It's not a satisfactory teret, says Rava, to merely say it, although it says one thing, but actually means something else completely. That can't be. If it's an insufficient or an incomplete phrase, yes, that could be. But you can't say one thing and mean something else completely. So somehow we need to work back and say, no, Ibur must be literal. And then we need to ask the question again. Well, if it really is literal, so why don't you die on it for it? So that will come back to next time in the session.
Yeah, Shikoach.
Okay, meanwhile, have a wonderful day, everybody.